right, Pebbles, take a knee. We need to have a talk. You've been keeping up with the happenings of an incarcerated man in the Michigan Department of Corrections. And since you've been paying attention, you know that things often occur here that are outside of our control and are unpredictable. And even when everything does work out right, it's very stressful and limiting. And you really got to find a bunch of workarounds to get on the phone. And usually if one or two things falls by the wayside, doesn't land in our favor, we can overcome it, right? Well, there seems to be an amalgamation of things that are currently taking place that is going to force us to take a brief temporary hiatus. But not this year. We're not going to leave you guys high and dry. Well, before we get into it, let me just let you in a little bit on what's going on. Our fearless and amazing and ever-present co-host, JD, he's on vacation for a couple weeks. And we were planning on laying down a couple episodes before he took off, so that, like we normally do when he's got his other stuff going on. And we weren't able to do that for a couple of reasons. One of them is that the way the phone situation is taking place in NDOC is it used to be you could make as many calls as you wanted. So doing a show wasn't that tough. And then I wrote out to a joint that gave you a 5-minute wait, and then they did this thing where statewide there's a 15-minute wait in between. And there are workarounds to it. Furthermore, driven inmates or convicts, let me say convicts, of which I am one, right? So you pull a couple strings and you work it out. But sometimes those strings just snap suddenly, or the string that that person is attached to locks up. And so that part goes away, which makes recording full episodes with continuity, where you're just flowing with someone. I mean, even stopping every 15 minutes and calling right back is a pain in the ass. But when you have to get back in line, it proves to be a little difficult. So I need the phone action to be working on point. And once I thought I got all the stuff out of the way when it came to the edits and everything, it turns out I get a call out the other day that says I have an ASAT orientation. Now, for those of you that have been on this ride with me for a while, the last thing I have to do is an advanced substance abuse treatment program, is ASAP. And that's one of my institutional requirements before going home. Now, we're so overcrowded here that it usually is about 6 months before you go home. So right when you're about to see the board, you usually get in class. And there are people in here that I know that have done everything what they're like they're supposed to do, and they're passed their ERD because they haven't finished their class, to no fault of their own. Well, I'm 20 months out, and I got a call out for orientation for ASAP. And it's a 4-month-long comprehensive program that you have to do before you get out. I was panicked at first because I wasn't planning on timing like this, but I've been rolling with the punches long enough to know you just deal with it when they come in. So I have this orientation. I've got a new semester of college coming up. I've got a co-host. He's on vacation, and the phone situation's jacked. So we're not taking a lot of time off, but we need to buy ourselves a couple of weeks while we regroup. There's also something else that's going on that, because you guys are all proxy convicts now, just from being listeners of the show, that I promise I'll fill you in on later when I get the chance, but being convicts, sometimes you gotta let shit settle before you talk about it. And I'm not trying to be too enigmatic right here, but we just want you to stick around with us. Mama C has done an amazing job. She picked out 3 classic episodes that's gonna cover 3 different co-hosts along the trajectory of this show. There's one by the captain, there's one with Cousin Greg, and then there's one with JD. She picked out a couple of classics that span the breadth of this little experiment of ours. So we hopefully won't even need to use all 3. Maybe we'll get back after using 1 or 2 of these. But in any case, I wanted to give you guys a heads up first so you didn't just jump into these older episodes and go, what the hell's going on? So for some of you, you might not have heard it before. Those of you who've been with us a while will. And even just from getting the description, there's a lot there that I'd forgotten. So with that being said, I love you. Stick around. We just need a little breathing room here to take care of some stuff. We love you forever. Yeah, enjoy some of the old shit. And stay tuned, because guess what? This is the last big thing that had to happen before I was eligible to go home. And now the commutation is going to be that much more undeniable, let's say. We love you.
All subject matter of the preceding podcast is entirely alleged and not admissible in a court of law. And just in case you rat bastards get any ideas, the hosts of this podcast are notorious and well-documented liars with no legally admissible credibility. This is Mama C, and you're listening to Notes from the Pen podcast. Welcome to prison, bitch.
Greetings from the prison industrial complex. I am here today not with famed comedian and world-renowned degenerate Douglas Stanhope. He is somewhere gallivanting around the Straits of Gibraltar. I don't know about the Straits, that's just the only reference I know. I called him the on our pre-show day on Sunday, and he was, there's a bunch of ruckus in the background. He's like, I'm on my way to Gibraltar, remember? And I'm like, no, I don't remember. but I was like, go ahead, dude, have fun, we'll figure it out. And so today I have with me old faithful, new faithful,
yeah,
Cousin Greg.
That's Ball right. New faithful, I like that. Give me kind of like a updated, fresh nickname. I like that. New faithful. Sorry, folks, that I'm not Doug Stanhope. That's always going to be a downgrade. But I am here and happy to be, and we're going to make this thing work today.
Man, I've been I've been in kind of a mental spiral since.
Okay, that's fine.
When people ask that question, right? It's like, hey, how you doing? It's always like, it's just this. I call it verbal doodling. Like, it's not.
Yeah,
it's not a real thing. It's not a real question. It's like, oh, good, right?
Right.
Someone that I fuck with actually asked me that. It's hard for me not to say. So, yeah, I've been mentally spiraling.
Yeah, and, circling the drain.
Doing my best, right, to mask it. Just the first is just deny that it's been happening at all. And we kind of, in recording some of the episodes for the upcoming seasons, we will have like a pre-show thing. We're like, well, what do you want to do? And I like last time we recorded one, I was like, I got to do a dark one. Like I got to. I didn't say that. I was like, I like let you know that I was leaning that way. And before we have this one, you're like, well, let's kind of go. Yeah. And I was like, all right. But I can tell it's like coming to the surface, getting harder to deny. Yeah. And it took me a while to figure out what it was and all that shit. So how you doing? Right now, currently, I feel all right. I feel good. Drink a cup of coffee. The day's ahead of me. I'm sure at some point. Have you ever seen Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, the movie with most
people? Yeah, a long time ago. I remember liking it, though.
Well, there's JD, unnamed JD, super fan and friend of the show and colleague now, sends me books all the time. Too many, actually. If I even mention one, it'll just show up. But it's a collection of Douglas Adams' Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, and there's a robot in there that is just super depressed. He's just a bummer. And so sometime later today, I'll be Marvin, I believe is his name. I'll be Marvin walking around.
That's a robot.
Right now, I'm doing all right, man. And Douglas is gone on hiatus. He's on a sabbatical, which is good for him. You know, he'll take the opportunity to rub that in my face later, which is always fun. And I continue to do like that. And then I just try to make him jealous with what's going on in here. Sensitive is getting married in here on Thursday.
Wow.
We're going to do an interview. We have an interview lined up with his significant other.
Damn, prison wedding.
You have 1 minute remaining.
Yeah, well, prison marriage. And you can imagine how I have reacted to that whole...
Oh, I bet. Fiasco.
Thing. I don't... he literally said, too, he's like, I wanted you to be my best man, but they won't because of the COVID thing. Right? Usually you can have a best man come up there.
Yeah.
And I was like, would not have done it. Actually, I said that originally, and I'm like, I would do it, but I promise you, I would be doing this shit from, like, was it Wedding Crashers or Old School? I think it was Old School when Will Ferrell was getting married, and Vince Vaughn's like,
Oh, yeah.
Dude, it's not too late. It's not too late. Don't do it. So there's that. Well, let me hit you back real quick.
All right.
Hey. So, I don't know. Where were we at? Just talking about the some of the episodes we were doing. Me and you.
Prison wedding.
The prison wedding. Me and you were laying one down the other day that got completely derailed by a multiple occurrence chaotic fist fight between the B squad of the LGBT community here. Or three members of it. One of the thruple members. No, two.
Okay.
It was a whole melee. And then so we tried to, like, power through the episode, which was about like the note for that one was prison summer camp, about like kind of the fun camaraderie, like foxhole, like bonds and fuckery that goes on around here. But fights kept breaking out behind me. I ended up just commentating, like.
Jim Lampley, a good play-by-play.
Yeah, I was Jim Lampley from HBO Boxing. giving you kind of a or Joey Rogues.
It was funny though because you were live time commentator, but all under like these excitable hush tones. You'd be like saying something like, "Oh, and then oh my God, okay, he just threw a left there. Oh, Jesus Christ, he's hiding underneath the tree." It was just like.
So I was like, that's gonna be a bonus. Well, like that one got so derailed, but it was like a full length episode. I was like, that's gonna be a bonus one probably. We'll just use it to be a Patreon bonus. And then you had sent it to Mama C, and she didn't know any of this. And she goes, I'm listening to the new one Greg sent me. I'm riveted. She's like, I'm like hanging like every word. And I'm like, oh, you mean the one that the fight breaks it up? She's like, yeah. And I was like, right on. Well, maybe that is some first string material because it, we've gotten away. I don't know yet if we've been able to really cover like in time and real time story type shit.
You remember how that episode ends too? It's kind of funny, like where it gets cut off. You call back, and you're like, I gotta go. And right away, I'm not realizing that you're talking to me. Sometimes, you're, you know what I mean? So I sit there, and I'm like, okay, all right. Oh, wait, you're talking to me? And then you're gone. And I'm like, oh, wait, you're talking to me? And then I was like, oh, gee. Then I'm just sitting there. I realize I'm by myself. I'm like, okay, so that's the prison and industrial. That's just how it goes. We're gone.
Good. I hope you all that in there, because that was, like, definitely a thing that there's actually been a development. I called yesterday to do the episode with the 23-year-old's mom, the How Dare You episode, and right when I'm standing in line to do, like, the little pre-show thing we do to make sure she's going to be ready and everything, they close yard because there's been a massive brawl out here. On the small yard, I was inside, I didn't see it, but we're children, so people are instantly coming in, and they're like, damn, the F's out. People aren't exactly politically correct, right? And so let me set this stage, though, real quick. We should get into this, because it is interesting. So lately, I've been telling the neighbor kid, like, yeah, you guys running around here calling people fags and being disrespectful and shit. I said, well, just watch your mouth, or, you know, our LGBTQ brothers and sisters are getting deep in here. And he's like, I know, for real. And I'm like, yeah. Because I'm friends with, like, I'm in good graces with them. And usually it's, like, to the detriment of my social standing, quite possibly. Now, to the benefit of it. Now, I'm like, yes. I want to make sure. I said, I'm going to go holler at Brian to make sure I'm still in good graces.
Make sure we're cool.
So there have been, the transgender inmates. Mm-hmm. That are on estrogen and stuff have to come to 9 Block. So obviously there's more than there would be anywhere else. And it's not just spread out through this unit. It's in one, the compound, it's in one unit. So they're like, there's the LGBTQ community, there's probably 20 of them, right?
Wow.
And political correctness is so crazy that even when I say 20 of them, I feel like that's wrong to say them. Yeah. I have a lot to say.
I know what you mean.
Those
people.
Definitely not allowed to say that. So they're like I said, I don't know if I talked about this. They started I did. I don't know if it aired yet. An organization. They're their own fraternity now here. And they're.
Wow. No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. GBI. Gay Boys Incorporated.
I like it. Okay.
Which is not very inclusive because some of them are identify as women. You know what I mean? And the guy, the guy who's the head, who's got the yard for him, his name's Penguin. And he looks like, not Danny DeVito, but the Penguin character from the old '90s Batman movie. And he has this really high-pitched voice. He thinks, it infuriates me. He'll be talking, and I'll be like next to him in line. I'll go, that's not real. There's no way that you're, like, I couldn't even do it. Like, it's like, hey, guys, why would you say that? Like, that's not even doing it. It's so absurd that sometimes I'll just throw my hands up and be like, this isn't real. We're in a simulation. Anyways, he's a pimp. Like, he's doing his thing. Like, when he was over at 9 Block, shower time, he'd have two. He's a white dude. He'd have two mm-hmm. young white kids on each arm. Like, literally almost.
Interesting.
Yeah, like, doing his thing. So, anyways, they're a formidable group now. And,
it's just chaos.
But there's there's an A squad and a B squad, right?
Okay.
A squad are like the normal, like they have normal IQ points. They're normal social, uh-huh. and not completely normal, but I mean normal for prison and stuff. They're not like get away from me, you weirdo types. Which there are gay, straight, transgender. There are a bunch of the get away from me, you weirdo types of every group in here.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
So the B group of the LGBT of the GBIs are the undesirables, like the thruple is like where you're like you're not. Get away from me, you weirdo.
Okay, so they're in that category. They get away
so
from
me, weirdo.
So
that's the group that, like, broke out into multiple fights when we were doing our episode the other day.
Yeah.
And we had to, we kind of were distracted. So
one,
two, three or four people went to the hole behind that. And so they disappeared. They're gone. It's a little quieter. And so the other more legit group of them, We're like all hanging out the other day, and I remember some money, meaning food, was thrown over mm-hmm. the fence between 10 and 9 Block, and this dude grabbed it, and they're all like leaned up in like this corner, like right by like the entranceway, and like they have mm-hmm. The trash cart that you put the bags in to go take out, like tipped up on its side and leaned against the wall, so it's like a makeshift like ledge to sit up on. And there's a couple of them sitting on it, and they see the dude who's been down like 20 years, who's part of a fraternity, grab the food, and one of the things in it is a mayonnaise. And one of them sitting there goes, hey, let me get that mayonnaise. And I'm like,
uh-oh.
Yeah, they're getting, you know what I mean? Like, they got numbers now, and they're acting accordingly, and good for them. You know what I mean? But they weren't like, let me buy the mayonnaise from you. But it used to be where they would understand the social dynamic and not just talk to anyone because they would know, like, oh, that's kind of infringing on that person's, like, sovereignty socially. They don't give a fuck now. They'll be like, hey, who's after you in the fucking line? And, hey, is this thing not working right? Is this still going slow? Hey, who's working up on the third guy? And you're like, oh, okay.
Wow.
They should be able to talk like that. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So the A squad, the reason that the shit got shut down and I couldn't get on to make my pre-show call is because all the heavy hitters, 280 Katie, like we're just out here knucking, just getting down, like multiple, like fighting each other. And I guess you can see the chow, like the R small yard from the chow hall, and I guess everyone in the chow hall stood up to watch, and the cops and they were getting mad, like, sit down, everyone, sit down. And they're like, yeah, right, we're watching this. So people are getting, there's like multiple clashes going on, and people are getting tased and all kinds of stuff. And it took a bunch of people to the hole, and then they shut the yard down, which seems unnecessary, but they did. Yeah, and now it's like, hey, who's the ones putting in the work lately? GBIs doing their thing. Yeah. Other about that life. It's already a. I told the neighbor kid, I was like, I want no smoke. He's like, me neither. I'm like, definitely, I'll take a cop. That is a lose-lose situation. If you lose, it's bad, obviously. If you win, it's bad. It's definitely not good. And it's, you know, automatically assume that. I said, I'm going to go holler, make sure we're all good. So I'll check in with him.
So they have real numbers, huh?
Yeah, well, they did. And then now they're all about five or six people into the hole. So,
And I can imagine, I have to use some of my imagination, but I have to imagine that a lot of these fraternity members, GBI, they probably handle themselves. Am I wrong?
Oh, yeah, they're not. This is a comment that I heard from someone that came in line right before they closed yard that was kind of telling the story of it. And I was like, wait, what, this just happened? They're like, yeah. And they're, you know, people are excited after they see a fight, so they're describing it. Instead of talking about the one that could actually fight, they were talking about the one that was the only one that was punching like a girl. Or like windmilling. You know what I mean? Yeah. They were like, some of them motherfuckers out there throwing them things.
Like, absolutely.
Wow. Shit. And it's just all fun and games until you catch one of those nuts across the head. Oh, no. There's, like, some sort of vindication, like a little slight one of, like, oh, yeah, the people who've been getting, like, bullied and oppressed for the whole time in prison kind of have a little. And, like, even some of the COs are saying, like, yeah, you guys act all tough, but you see who's out here putting in work. Like, no doubt. Yeah, you're doing awesome. Things. So, yeah, so there's a – that's a little update for –
Well, let me ask you a quick question. So are you able to decipher or say, like, why that happened?
I don't really. Okay, so here's another. I don't know if we've talked about this. I call them sensitives lovingly because I don't. Yes. We don't like using full names on here. He calls me Yoda. Like, he's like my little, like, he's a dedicated, disciplined dude who's, like, really focused. He's type A personality who's, like, okay. Overbearing. Like, you're, like, settle down, you know.
Yeah.
But, for whatever reason, he's always had the info on the LGBTQ stuff, and so I call him the gay Gazette. I'm like, you're the gay? Oh, why? And I used to be like, how do you know? Like, I'm not judging. I just want to know how you know all this. And he would get defensive at first, and now he just embraces it. And his old friend was like, well, I lock across because they have to be those people. They have to be on the first gallery, like the observation cells. They like focus on there. So he's like a on the second gallery, but at the beginning, so he's like right across from them. And so he would hear like the stuff they say and see the stuff. So this is his reasoning. Now he's like fully, he would get defensive. He's fully into it. So I don't know how, he always has like inside info about all this stuff. And sure enough, we were spinning. I go, because this just happened yesterday. I said, so, all right, well, if you want to maintain your journalistic credibility, what's going on? He's like, well, let me tell you about this first. And he told me about this other side's developing story with someone else. And then, we don't know with as far as that whole situation. It has something to do with, do you remember how I was explaining about how the one Mexican dude that was protecting the virus, then with the Priya thing, like somehow he's involved. Trust me, sensitives will know today if he doesn't know already. And I'll get the lowdown.
Okay.
What it's all about. And I don't know how, I have no idea how this comes across out there, right? Like what this ridiculous version of prison, like how it plays out, because you can't remove yourself from the situation and kind of read it how someone outside would. But like, what are you?
Sure.
You have 1 minute remaining.
Does it seem like silly and outlandish to you?
No, that's a great question. We're going to get cut off, but that's a great question. I think you're painting a full, fully dimensional picture is really what was one of the really refreshing things about it, because we don't know much about it on the outside. I guess I can't speak for everybody, but we get this bullshit TV version, you know, this, but your version, because it's real, it's so much more multidimensional. There's softer moments, funny moments, just moments full of despair, violent moments. It's the whole thing. Pizza, corn and lettuce, shitty food, the whole thing. You know, I can think of a lot of moments where I was like, wow, just these small interesting.
Now I'm on the Twitter troll side. You fucking yes, man, you. This is what we're talking about. Now we're going to do our best to get the caption back now. No, I know what you're saying. I just don't know if it sounds, because it really is outlandish here, to where a couple times a day you'll hear people go, you can't make this shit up. And you're like, no, you can't.
No.
Thank you for using GTL.
Thought you were out of bread.
No. 272 left on the thing. So after this call, give me a few minutes and I'll re-up the thing.
So I kind of segued off into that just to update you and the viewers on some of the nonsense that just the happenings that are going on around here. Of, you know, one of which is like why one of those episodes were interrupted. So
they do.
But yeah, so the whole point of this was, you know, Doug took off to Gibraltar, which I had no idea where. I guess it's the south of Spain or something, on a solo trip, I believe, which I love that he gets to do that. And without that, I was like, well, we need to do something. So this is a something. We gave you a little bit of a taste of some of the shit that's been going on in here. Definitely, if you can, go to Patreon, sign up.
Yeah, it's a Patreon's a well laid out website or podcast site, whatever you want to call it, and there's very accessible is the little comment tab on each episode. I've noticed there's some comments here and there. I would just say, you know, encourage the Pebbles to continue to communicate that. It's a nice way.
Remaining.
Great. Yeah. This is a beautiful little segue in the last minute. So I've read a couple of those. Let me just put this on blast. Buddy and okay. Mama C. Now, she is so heavy-handed when she leaves comments as to embarrass me, and now, hopefully, herself. She's like, this is a great show. How could I support more? And I'm reading, and I'm like, gee, I'm putting her on blast. I'm letting everyone know. But the whole point, one of the main things we wanted to do with Patreon was to create, like, a center, a meeting place for all the viewers to go to. So the way it is right now, threads behind each episode is like a good place for JD to like kind of moderate it. So go over there and leave some comments and let us know you're around still and you know, all that good stuff. So and Buddy is Mama C, and now go back and read any comments left by Buddy and see how.
I'm just laughing because like I'm thinking like I love your mom, and I'm thinking like where did you get the name Buddy from? I like that, Buddy. Very unexpected.
The name of her dog.
Oh, okay. All right.
The name of her dog. She's going to kill me for this. All right, so listen.
Thank you for using GTL.
All right.
Oh, they just announced Yard is over.
Oh, God.
All right. I figured you might have closed it out, regardless if not. Anyways, I just wanted to get in that we are gone in case you didn't already do it. And let everyone know, by the way, that whole Patreon thing, not mine, Mama C's. Let's just make that disclaimer perfectly clear. None of it's mine. It can't be mine. So I just want to make that clear. All right, bud, listen. Yeah, go ahead and did you do a closer on that?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
Okay, well then we are gone.
We gone. All
right, well, I'll hit you
all right,
later.
Man, I'll talk to you later.
All right, I love you, man.
Love you, peace.
Hi, everybody. Mama C here. For the complete library, full episodes, and bonus content, and mainly to support this cause, visit Notes from the Pen on Patreon. To learn more about Bobby and prison reform, visit our website, notesfromthepen.com, and follow us on Twitter to stay current. This has been another Notes from the Pen production.